Good evening and welcome to DAX Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. It's your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all that kind of stuff. And what have we got for you tonight? Well, tonight we've got quite a good mixed bag of stuff, actually. I've got an interview with Jay from Deviant UK, recorded back a month or so ago at Infest this year. We chatted to him after their gig. And what else have I got? I've got a pile of new CDs as well. This is great stuff. A load of new stuff fell through my door, or at least recent stuff fell through my door in the last couple of weeks. So I've got, I'll be playing tracks off the new Rotterdam single, the new Modulate album. I think I had that last show, actually. The new Aria album and the new Clyde album. So a big pile of great stuff there to get through. What else? Well, that's it. Well, the usual rundown of gigs, clubs, events in the local area. So filling you with information and tunes, really. That's the whole point of the show. So that's what I'm doing. And I opened there with Disconnected, with a track called Adrenaline featuring the extra vocals of Frank Smith from Seabound and various other projects. So, yeah, as I said, gonna just play some tunes. So here's going a bit more old school here. Here's some, or old school in style at least. Here's some Dragons.
secrets make me wish I was never born to say this as I wait for such simpleness as I hear my quiet haunting as I feel this silence collapses me. Thank you.
Wow, you're still listening to Dax Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. And what did we have there? We had some, as I said earlier, some new stuff from Collide. They've got an album just out called Two-Headed Monster. We've been waiting for new material from them for a while now, and that is actually turning out to be really quite good. That's a track called Chaotic. And to be honest, that whole album doesn't disappoint. If you're a fan of Collide, as we are here on the show, you'll find that we'll probably end up playing a few of those tracks in the future, because it's there's a lot of good stuff on there. Before that, we had... I've got written down completely the wrong thing here. We had The Dragons to start with, and before that, we had The Last Dance with Once Beautiful. As I said earlier in the opening of the show, I've got an interview with Jay from Deviant UK. We caught up with him backstage at Infest. It's a, as usual, it's a combined interview with the Miss Ginny show over in Manchester. So you'll actually, it's quite driven by Jane, this one. So you'll be hearing a bit of Jane, but we were there doing the recording, getting it all done. So here goes. I'll be back later with, some tunes, and yeah, later in the show I'll be doing the gig guide and stuff, but yeah, here's the interview.
Yeah, good evening. Me, Nice, Dax Simulation.
Jane. From Miss Ginny Show.
I'm Brian, just hanging around.
Sub Fitz, even though Fitz is nearby.
So yeah, we're backstage with Jay from Deviant.
Hello. I'm surprised to see you.
How do you think it went?
It was triumphant. Amazing, I was really pleased with it. You know, we walked on stage and I was thinking this was going to be front just two rows, and then seeing people at the stairs and all the way to the back. It was great. Do you know, I'm getting deja vu.
It's spooky, this. It feels familiar to me as well. Didn't Jane say something?
Yeah, I said something like, you know, it was first time you were here, we interviewed you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's here you are again.
Yeah, it's a different thing now.
Yeah.
I'm a lot more elastic on stage now.
Two stone lighter.
Absolutely, two stone lighter. Played a lot of new stuff tonight.
I think you did.
Do you know what? Who do you think would win in a fight between me and Fitz?
I think you're too nice to actually hurt him.
I like him to actually hurt him. Yeah.
And what superhero power did you want?
Invisibility, except for my c***. I played some new songs tonight.
Oh yeah, you did?
Yeah, because I'm introducing new material drip by drip. So I played My Black Heart, which is the best thing I've ever written. Bad Influence, which is a very confusing song because there's about three versions of it coming out, none of which are mine. Without a Shadow, which I haven't written any lyrics for, and I made them all up tonight. all of them, every single word, except I Am Bulletproof, because I've written that bit. That's the line. I should call it I Am Bulletproof, really. And You Will Burn, which is typically anti-religious, because I bang on about it a bit. New lineup. Yeah, so Simon was originally in the band. And I had two keyboard players for a while. One of whom disappeared because of a Yoko Ono type girlfriend. And I mean really Yoko Ono. Fitz obviously helped out a few times, but obviously he's got his own thing which he's busy with. And so Simon became involved because the band he was in sort of dissolved. And so he jumped back on the crazy train. Might cover that.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. Grabbed my question there, Jay. Well done.
I don't know. I've got
a psychic thing going on tonight. Yeah,
there's some kind of link between me and John. I just know what's coming.
What's you've been touring an awful lot over the last 2 years as well.
Yeah.
So what's coming up in the future in the next few months?
Well, it's really really exciting moment actually, because the Rotorzan single's coming out, which is got a song on it called Mission, which I sing lead vocals on. Which is obviously a massive honour because I think they're one of the best bands on the scene by a long way. And I recorded the vocal for it last year. And it was a 3-minute demo, just a bass line and a kick drum. And I sent this vocal off, just a rough vocal, and they used it and didn't tell me. And then sent me the finished song, which is like 7 minutes long. And it's like an underworld type thing. It's like really dance, really, really cool. Then I sing with Peter Spillers on his new Imitem album, which is like the biggest honour ever. And I met him for the first time yesterday here. So I was pathetic. Honestly, I was like the biggest fanboy around. I couldn't believe it. I was actually speechless when I met him.
I don't believe it.
Honestly. And I actually said to him, I said, I can't believe it, I'm meeting one of my heroes. And I thought, and I actually went red thinking, God, I'm a t-. And he said, you're one of mine. And so I thought, that was good, quite good. Oh, good comeback. And so there's that, and then working on the new album,
When's that due out?
January, but it was going to be November, but I'm going to release a single first for various reasons, because
it takes so long as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm,
it really does,
and I just keep pushing that deadlines back, and I send these guys like a track and go, this is a new track, and then they never hear of it again. Like, I just, another one appears and I'm like, oh no, this is the new one. But I've got to do it because there's a few things happening, because really, we're on Rebco. And Rebco are a very strange label, because obviously Novus it's the label manager's wife. And so despite being the smallest selling act on the label, it's his wife, so that they've been a priority. And things have changed around a little bit, and they've signed a few different acts. And they've also changed the manufacturer. So I don't know how we're going to put the new album out. It may be through Rebco, it may not be. But I just wanted to give myself a bit of leeway with it. And that's just an excuse, because I haven't finished yet. That's
it'll be out when it's
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, just wait.
Be ready when it's ready. Yeah.
Such a perfectionist, it just forever.
To the point of self-destruction, really. It's ridiculous.
You met Ross,
yeah, yeah. we have very some personality, that kind of thing.
We've got Rotterdam coming up with Angels and Agony.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to. There's a club in Rotterdam called Downward Spiral, which is like the biggest industrial club in the Netherlands. That's right, yeah. It's like 20 people. But it's run by Angels and Agony. And they've got Angels and Agony headlining, and Soman, and Nursery Rhymes, I think.
Nursery Rhymes.
Yeah, that's right. Then us, and there's four other bands who... Legacy of Music, I think they're German. There's a few bands, but it's an all-day thing, and it's got the Dutch International Gothic Meeting, which is a real... It's the only really happens in the Netherlands, and it's like a barbecue thing. And apparently, we have to be sat in this tent doing a meet and greet, and it's in the contract. And you must have badges to give away. Oh, okay. Okay, we'll get some badges then.
Got a battery machine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was coming back next. Yeah, yeah. So that's quite exciting. And there's like Austria and
Prague.
Prague. Although there seems to be four different English bands saying they're playing on that on the same date, which is worrying.
Is it?
Yeah. Four bands are advertising it. And
Cork.
Yeah, yeah. Playing Cork. It's a venue. I can't think of the name. The name of the venue. It's a strange name.
Funny old venue.
Anne Ruiz and Can. But I love playing Ireland. I mean, you played in Ireland recently, didn't you?
Sorry?
You played in Ireland recently, didn't you?
Played Ireland.
Yes. Great crowds.
Yeah.
But there's lots of like foreign stuff coming up.
fail. A million lies that lead nowhere. A thousand scars that never heal. And you had to try. And you had to name. The pain keeps me alive. And now I have to come to make you blame.
Was pretty stunning. That was the, well, you heard that, you heard Mission, featuring the vocals of Jay Smith from Deviant UK, and that's off the recently released Rotterdam single I Cry, which also has got a really good reworking of I Cry on it, a very good version that will probably get played in another show sometime. It just seemed very appropriate to play that track straight after the interview where Jay actually mentioned about that track that we got chatting to him backstage at Infest. It sounds like there's lots going on for the band, and they went down stunningly well. Right, so you heard that, and it's we're well into the pretty much halfway through the show, so it's well worth running down the gig, club, events guide, stuff going on, things happening bit of the show. It is. We've come up very close to Friday the 10th of October. It's tomorrow, in fact, and that is the day I've been looking forward to for a while, because Faderhead's third album, FH3, gets released. That's the official release date. Hopefully I'll get a copy in the post very soon. It's looking like the tracks I've heard from it are actually sounding quite different and interesting, but there'll no doubt, big fans of Faderhead on this show, there'll be no doubt while I'll be playing some stuff off of that. Hopefully in a couple of weeks' time. Hopefully I'll get it in time for the next show. What else have we got? Tomorrow, Friday the 10th of October, Mortald is happening in Leeds. Now, this is at the Library Pub at Woodhouse Lane. I think it's a function room above the pub. This is a kind of electronic Industrial Night. It's probably more electronic than industrial. And it's got two artists playing live this time. It's got Keith Baker and ESA. Jamie and Keith have both been on this show years ago, so hopefully that should be a really good night. That's £4 in, 7:30 p.m. till 2 a.m. Lots of good electronic DJs going on there as well. More information can be found at www.myspace.com/mortaledknight. Following that, on Saturday the 11th of October, we have Rottersand playing in the Corporation in Sheffield, supported by Reaper and Deviant UK. That's £10 advance, 7 p.m. till late, and more information about that gig can be found at www.corporation.org.uk. Also on Saturday, there's a Darklands in York at the Junction pub in York, and that runs from 8 p.m. till late, and all they've said is they've got a secret gig on. They're not going to announce the band until the day before, which is tomorrow. So I can't tell you who that is because I don't know, but hopefully it should be good. Now, they also haven't posted the price. They normally say it's £3 or £4 in, unless there's bands on. So I'm not sure if they're sticking with a £3 or £4 of non-band price or whether it's going to a band price. So, as I say, you're probably best off checking www.darklands.org.uk just to find out the details tomorrow, or getting there and just playing the band roulette and seeing who turns up. Also, following that, what else have we got? We've got a few other things, some interesting stuff coming up. We've got on, following that, on Thursday the 16th, we have The Last Dance and Rhombus playing Rio's, the downstairs bit, I think it's Sweeney Todd's, and that's in Leeds. So support is Rhombus and a band called Legion. Legion, I think, are fairly new, and it'll be good to see them. They're kind of new to the scene. I think they're based in Leeds at the moment, so we'll have to wait and see on that one. £6 in advance, or £7 on the door. Doors are 7:30, first band on at 7:45. I've got all this information from rhombus.org.uk. I don't know if there's more information elsewhere about that one. What else? Saturday the 18th of October, there's the Wendy House at Leeds Student Union. Massive night. Last month it was blinding. It sold out, I believe, which just goes to show how popular it is, considering the capacity of the venue, something like 1,300 people. Massive, massive night. Big main room, which is kind of generic, general goth alternative. All kinds of stuff gets played in there. Cheese, it's loads of fun. And then you've got, if you like the kind of harder dancey electronic industrial stuff, there's the Mutate Room that I think I just got stuck in for about 4 hours last month. So it's looking really, really good. And it wasn't uncomfortably busy as well. It was kind of sold out, but you know, you weren't getting crushed into a corner. It was just nicely busy. More information can be found at www.wendyhouse.org. Runs from 9:30 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. and £5 on the door. It's also well worth mentioning, what have we got? I've got a gig without too much information here, but it is a few weeks off, so I'll mention more details next show. On Friday the 24th of October, we have Lahania playing, supporting with Dinosis and as yet unidentified support band at the Corporation in Sheffield. Again, more information can be found at corporation.org.uk. And it's also worth mentioning the couple of weekly Yorkshire nights we've got. We've got Black Sheep every Sunday at the Subculture in Leeds. That's free entry. And it's, I think last time they had bands on, it was really good. They had Trashcan Man, which was probably unusual for the kind of goth industrial alternative scene, but it fitted very well with kind of 50s, 60s rock, almost punk stuff being played, and then support from Cyberside, which again have got a new lineup, a new guitarist lets Eddie jump around the stage like mad, and they went down stunningly well. So it's not usually band night on Sundays, so this next one won't be, but occasionally, yes, they creep in a band on a Sunday, but that was stunning stuff last Sunday. So that's free entry. Good goth alternative DJs, request friendly, and very sociable night. That's www.sheepish.net for more information on that one. And also the even more local Bad Moon Rising every Thursday at the Manville Arms here in Bradford. Free entry. It's just goth tunes in a pub, request friendly DJs, all good stuff. And more information can be found at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. So that's a massive list of stuff going on. I've got a massive feeling that I'm running out of time. So you've heard an interview, you've heard new tunes, you've heard what's going on, and what have I got lined up for you next? Should have a little treat. I've got another new track. This is Raising Lucifer. It's off Modulate's recently released album, Detonation.
Yeah. Ако обичаш е да се катериш, котката порел не спревърни, извън картата да излети, с бъдещето си ако играеш.
Okay, you heard the quite stunning Black Cat by Ladytron off their latest album, Velocifera. And before that, we had Aria with Invisible from her new album, Hearts of Bullets. And before that, we had Modulate with Raising Lucifer off his new album, Detonation. All really, really good stuff. If you like that kind of thing, definitely get your hands on it. There's some top albums just coming out at this point in the year, and even more so, hopefully there'll be a couple more I'll have my hands on for the next show. There's stuff coming out that doesn't quite get in time to me in time for the show, so hopefully it'll be here for the following one. But yes, there'll hopefully be a decent stream of new stuff for the next few shows at least. What else? The thing I always keep forgetting to mention, but well worth saying, is whenever I mention these gigs and events, before you set off, always double check, because things do change, venues change, prices change, bands cancel, all that kind of thing. So this is the reason I give you the websites for the latest or up-to-date information on these gigs and events, because things change, and it's well worth double checking before you set off out the door, because as soon as I've said it out loud, the information can be out of date, and I do apologise for that, but I try my best to give you all the relevant info. But as usual, I've run out of time. Again, I've been nattering, I've been playing you tunes, I've given you interviews. It's all good stuff, but you're going to have to be without me for another fortnight now. I'm going to leave you tonight with some Ashbury Heights, I think. Yeah, this is Spiders from the Morning Star for Black Car single that's fairly recent, a couple of months old now, and I'm just struggling to try and remember which CD I've left it in. I think it's this one, so if it's not, you'll quickly hear me fumbling for the next one. But yes, tune in a fortnight's time if you like more of this, and hopefully we'll be back. See you soon.